going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Right. Might be a nice day here in Detroit, and glad to be outside doing the show. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Hello, Doug. I'm just fine. Oh, it is a beautiful day. Perfect day to come on down to the ballpark. Kirk Gibson Day.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome. A portion of the proceeds today will go to the Kirk Gibson Foundation that helps people dealing with Parkinson's. That's awesome. Love Gibby. And so this is a pretty great day to be down at the ballpark. And also a day, Doug, that the Tigers can win a series against the vaunted San Diego Padres.
Yes, yes. And
are you struggling to not say the Los Angeles Padres?
No. Why would I?
I figured maybe you got used to saying the Los Angeles Chargers, and then it goes the other way.
Well, let me start with this. I have not gotten used to saying Los Angeles Chargers. When I speak of the Chargers, there is a greater than 50% chance that I will still call them the San Diego Chargers. So, no, I'm not struggling with calling this team the San Diego Padres. I do want to tell a quick Gibson story, this being Kirk Gibson Day, and as you mentioned, portion of the proceeds go into his foundation. It's Gibby worked at our station, right? And it's always interesting to see on what level you connect with someone. You know, Gibby, like Gary Danielson, when he went into the old locker room with Eli, yeah. and Eli and I connected over fatherhood. We talked a lot about being dads. Gary and I connected over college football. We talked a ton of college football off the air and had a lot of fun with it. Gibby and I connected over beer league hockey and mountain biking. And when he retired, these were the things that he did to keep himself active. He started playing hockey and mountain biking, two things that I love to do. So Gibby and I would get to talk, oh, you ride this trail, you ride that trail. And the day for me that is surreal, that sits to be surreal, that this actually happened, is we were talking about beer league hockey. And he was telling me a story. We're in the old building in an area we called the bullpen, where all the computers were set up, the printers, and everybody kind of did work. A lot of people did work in the bullpen. And so I'm in the bullpen, and Gibby comes out during a commercial break of the locker room, and or maybe I can't, but it doesn't matter. It's during a commercial break, and he starts telling me a story about his hockey game the night before and how he, some guy kind of got him, like he thought took a bit of a cheap shot. So Gibby said, I took note of his number, and the next time he was going into the corner and I was coming in, and he started describing how he got him back. Except being Gibson, he didn't tell me how. He was showing me how.
Sure.
And the next thing I knew, he had me pinned up against the wall and like was kind of recreating the moment. And it was physically uncomfortable. Like he
it was like Gordie Howe and Keith Olbermann in the ESPN commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was, and I'm like pinned up against a wall. He's got one, you know, elbow up on my underarm, and he's pushing me up with the other elbow like to the neck. And this is how he wanted to describe. And I'm like going, yeah, you got him good. And it'll always stick with me that moment that Kirk Gibson showed up, just like. About 1,000 kids just showed up right outside our broadcast location. As if cued, They waited till we hit the air, and here they are. So I don't know if you can hear them.
So I was thinking this, actually, driving down, thinking of Gibby, that...
this is unbelievable.
This is how it works. knowing that Gibby is a lover of hockey, right?
Yeah.
And I knew as well, that because we worked at the same time also, that that Gibby was had gotten into hockey later
in life.
Here's
the ambulance.
Right?
It never fails. It was quiet. Then 1,000 kids walk past.
I just saw a high-low
and an
truck
ambulance.
Low, and we'll see what happens.
We've been on the air for 4 minutes.
Yeah. Anyway, as I was saying, so I want to ask Gibby, next time we get a chance to, I wanted to ask him if he had a chance to go back in time, would he want to be a hockey player instead? Because if he got into hockey later in life, I think he enjoyed it. And I remember watching some of the stuff they did in the TV version of The Locker Room with he and Joe Koser out on the ice. And like he wanted to know what it was like to be in a hockey fight with a real heavyweight.
Yeah.
Not that they were fighting, but that they were, you know, kind of wrestling or holding each other, jostling, right? And he wanted to see what it was like. And I remember Joe Koser saying something to the effect of, oh, my God, I cannot believe how strong this man is.
Yeah.
And I bet you that Gibby would have been one hell of a hockey player. He was an amazing athlete. Obviously, a two-sport athlete in college at Michigan State with football and baseball, and chose baseball as his path, and probably rightfully so. I mean, he had a couple of pretty amazing moments in his amazing career.
Yep.
But I wonder if part of him would love to see if he could go back and what kind of a hockey player he would have been had he been playing hockey his whole life.
Yeah, well, let's just say that an
could
amazing
that power
athlete.
Forward the Red Wings needed.
I remember George Brett telling a Gibson story early in his career where he was, you know, Gibson was going scoring from second to home on a base hit, and Brett was at third base for the Royals at the time, and he said he thought he heard a Clydesdale rounding third and heading for home because Gibby was just such an imposing
6'3
athletic
figure. 215.
Yeah, yeah.
And just picking him up and putting him down faster than anybody else in the league.
So today is Kirk Gibson Day down here at Comerica Park. We just got word he will not be joining us. We were hoping to have him. Couldn't fit it in his schedule, so we will not have Gibby stopping by, which is unfortunate, but you know, still a great day to honor one of the great Tigers. So, Scott, draft tomorrow.
Oh, we have a
National Football League draft.
Something going on?
Yeah. Yeah. How you feeling? Because here's the thing that I can't get over. I used to spend time, this period of time before the draft, thinking how fascinating it would be to be in the war room of a real competent organization.
Right?
Like, what's being said right now in Pittsburgh? What's being said right now in Baltimore? What does the board look like in Seattle? You know, I always wanted to know what those teams, those competent organizations, and I thought it would be really, really cool. I still struggle with the idea that in other towns, if they're doing this show, if we are Carson Anderson on Nashville's 97.1 The Ticket, or in Houston, or in Phoenix, we're going, I wonder what Detroit's big board looks like. Like, that's where we are right now.
It is where we are right now, because Brad Holmes and his staff have done an amazing job of identifying talent ever since they got into the league, and with the Lions anyway. It's been fantastic to watch. It changed literally overnight. I mean, the first draft, you're like, okay, here we go. They got guys throughout the draft, and the second draft is, oh, my God, yes, here we go.
Yeah.
And here we are. This is what, draft number 4 for the guys? Or 5?
Five. I think it's 5,
so
right?
I can't wait. I mean, you're asking me what my thoughts are on this one. I get giddy every year about the draft. We always do, right? But before it was the Lions Super Bowl was the draft. And you would build up all this anticipation for the one player that you wanted them to get, the guy you were hoping was going to slip to them and fall to them, and here they go and go get that guy. And this is a year where they're drafting at 28. It's very similar to where they were, you know, a year ago, drafting way late in the draft. But think about it a year ago. A year ago, I think we were all kind of focused on corner.
Yeah.
Needed to get it's a big need. We'll see if one of those guys are there. Quinyon Mitchell was the guy that I think a lot of us liked, hoping he was going to be there. Terrion Arnold thought that was more of a pipe dream and was going to happen. And lo and behold, they trade up and they get Terrion Arnold, and then they double down and get Ennis Rakestraw in the second round. We're like, wow, okay, that happened. That's pretty cool. This year is different. This is really a different feeling that I have. I'm still way giddy about it, but now it's because at 28, I don't know what they're going to do. I have no idea. They could go a number of different ways on the defensive line, on the offensive line. You know, with all these rumors flying around with Jameson Williams, is it possible it's a receiver? I doubt it, but is it possible? You got secondary help is always a concern that you could always go that route as well. They could do literally anything at 28, but it's not just what they can do at 28. It's, are they going to move up? Are they going to trade back? We've been going over this for well over a month with doing the deeper dives into the players that are available, and there seems to be a plethora of players available. Like, if you're putting your little pool of players that you could have at 28, that pool is like 10 players deep.
Yep.
It's a pretty deep pool.
Yep. Well, we'll get into that, what we hope happens with that pool of players at 28, what a trade up could look like, what a trade back could look like. 248-539-9797. We'll get to that coming up today at 10:18 outside Comerica Park. We'll have some Tiger talk a little bit later on. Kind of expecting maybe let people in on a little secret later in the show. So stick with us for that. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize but focus on many different areas of the law. You wouldn't go to a doctor who specializes in all sorts of medicine. So, if you need a lawyer for a car accident, call my guy Steve and his crew at Michigan Auto Law. Once they take their case, they'll communicate with you. They are the best in customer service and satisfaction. It's Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, outside Comerica Park for today's show. Tiger baseball this afternoon against the San Diego Padres. Scott Anderson, the draft is tomorrow, and an exercise that we have done something similar to this in the past. But as draft night develops, you have to be flexible. You have to be ready to pounce. You have to be prepared for all situations, correct?
This is correct.
Yes. And one of the things that could happen during the NFL draft is a player starts to slide. That player that you didn't think you'd have accessibility to perhaps becomes accessible.
Is Reuben Foster really sliding?
Yeah.
And the Lions need a linebacker.
Terrion Arnold last year, is he really sliding? And he was. And suddenly there was accessibility to a player that was considered unaccessible when the draft started. That accessibility was made way through a trade. They moved up to be able to get that guy. So at some point during the night, Brad Holmes started to make calls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who took the call? The Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys and Lions swung a deal. Lions moved up. They got Terrion Arnold. So part of the exercise we're going to do today is we're going to start with who is the guy that makes you start making phone calls when they get in the accessible range via trade. That go-get guy, that high-ceiling guy that you will trade up, who's, I use the word tumbling in the draft, but they're not really tumbling. They're just settling into where their value was always perceived to be. And you trade up for this guy. Tampa at 19, Denver at 20, Pittsburgh at 21. Pete Schrager said there are teams in the 20s trying to trade back. He said it this morning. So who would be the player that compels you to pick up the phone and start making calls?
This is a tough one because I do think there are so many players that I'd be very satisfied with at 28. But, I mean, the thought of moving up to get the guy that you didn't think was available to you because he's locked into being a top 15 guy. And it's even extra tough because we don't know what the real intel is on Mike Green. But to me, Mike Green's that player, the edge rusher from Marshall. He had 80 tackles last year. He's not just a guy who had 16 and a half sacks and, you know, 22 tackles for loss or whatever it was. He's actually on the field making plays all over the field throughout the game. Now, with his lack of size, maybe he's not going to be on the field all the time in the NFL to start off. But the record of what he did at Marshall shows that he can do it, at least at the college level. So at the very least, you know he's a pass rusher, and he's an elite pass rusher. So if the intel checks out that the off-field allegations are nothing to be concerned about, that's the guy that I look at and say, okay, I'd be willing to move up a little bit and go get that guy.
You start making calls about a player, one of these small school guys who actually made some plays in their bigger games, like against Ohio State, where he's up against, you know, high D1 talent. He did start his career at Virginia Tech, so he wasn't thought of. It's Virginia Tech or Virginia? I think it was Virginia Tech. But he's a player that was thought of as, you know, he was thought of as a high D1 talent, but settled in at Marshall and dominated that level. And then when they went to the Senior Bowl and scouts got to see him snap in and snap out against high draftable prospects, distinguished himself. So you go Mike Green Marshall as the guy that compels you to start making calls into the 20s,
that's
high
correct.
20s. Kang, what about for you? Kang Wynn, our producer back in our command center there. Who would be the guy that compels you to pick up the phone and start making calls?
My guy, and I've talked about him a lot on the show, is Shamar Stewart. You know, the defensive end from Texas A&M. He has all the physical attributes you want in a defensive end that can stop the run and rush the passer. His RAS score was perfect at the combine. That means his athleticism is off the charts. The issue with Shamar Stewart, and everyone knows this by now, is the lack of production at the college level. He did not get home, and he did not pile up a lot of sacks at Texas A&M. Why is that? Was it because the coaches didn't get enough out of him? Was it because he would just get the pressure only and someone else would cash in on the sacks? Because this guy played. He played the most snaps of any defensive lineman they had, which I think is a positive. Some people may say it's a negative because he played so much and didn't get the sacks, but I think it's a positive means they wanted him on the field at all times because he can stop the run as well as get to the at least put pressure on the quarterback, because his pressure rate did go up every year. I think if he falls in that range between, I don't know, 19 to 24, the line should start. I mean, I'm sure they already started the process, but they should really, you know, start heating up the phones a little bit and trying to move up to get that guy. That's the guy. I mean, Terry Arnold fell to 24 last year. I would love if the same thing happened this year for the line to be able to pounce and get up and get him.
Okay. We talked about this guy yesterday, but the guy that would compel me to pick up the phone and start making calls if he's still on the board as we get into the 20s is Jalen Walker, the edge rusher, outside linebacker from Georgia. It's funny because he is being billed as a tweener. They're not sure where he's going to play at the next level, and that is considered a bit of a negative by some people. Thinking how the Lions think, I think they see that as a positive. I think they see a versatile player who's got the physical skills to make plays off the edge, but also can maybe drop into coverage. And I think that is the type of player that they actually prefer. So for me, it's Jalen Walker out of Georgia. So we're looking for the guy that makes you make the call. Who do you start calling about if they start dropping down on draft night? The other guy, then you always have to consider, right, is that you can call teams and you can say, hey, we have some interest in your pick. And you talk for a while and you realize a deal cannot be struck. And then you call again to the next team and you realize a deal cannot be struck. And after a while, you go, okay, we'll just stay at 28, right?
Yep.
If they stay at 28 and I'm going to use the word settle, but they can't make the deal, who's your stay-at-home, kind of the floor guy that's available in most mocks? Who would you like it to be at 28, Scott Anderson?
So for me, it's very similar to Mike Green. It's a high-production guy in college, another guy who had 16.5 sacks and did it at Boston College. It's edge rusher Donovan Ezeraku. And I just you look at that, another guy that had a ton of tackles outside of just tackling guys behind the line of scrimmage. The knock, not the biggest guy because he's like 6'2". 250, somewhere in that range. But he's elite, again, with his production, and he did it at Boston College. So it's a guy I think that falls perfectly to them at 28. Go ahead. Don't overthink it. Just go get the guy that makes the most sense for you.
Kang, what about you? If you end up trying to make that trade, can't make that trade, you're there at 28, who do you take?
All right, the guy I'm taking is most likely Kenneth Grant. That's my floor guy. I say most likely because I feel like he's all over the board with the mocks coming out. But everyone, I think if you ask most Lions fans, what is the Lions' biggest need? And we know Brad Holmes doesn't draft on need, but if you just ask Lions fans, what's their biggest need? I think most Lions fans will say defensive end. I don't believe that necessarily true. I think defensive tackle is a spot they have a bigger need at because they have an Aleem McNeil who will not be there to start the year. DJ Reader is only getting older every year. Yes, he's still a productive player. But behind those two guys, Levi Onwuzurike, we saw, you know, last year he was supposed to have a breakout year. Didn't necessarily happen. Broderick Martin hasn't done anything. And they just signed Lopez, who's kind of more of a depth guy, right? I think they might need a starter week one, and that guy might be a rookie if he's good enough. With defensive end, I feel like that wouldn't be the number one need because say what you want about Marcus Davenport being injured or not. Right now, he's clearly your week one starter opposite Aiden Hutchinson. Defensive tackle-wise, though, you're going to need somebody you know, that to start opposite DJ Reader. So I would my floor guy, if they can't move, 28, defensive tackle, Kenneth Grant.
All right. My floor guy, if they can't move, is an interior offensive lineman, Gray Zabel from North Dakota State. And it's funny because you mentioned that most fans would say edge rusher, and I think you're probably right. And I understand the allure of adding another edge rusher, but they do have a star there that is expected to be here for a long time. I don't think they can expect an interior offensive lineman, some of their guys, to be there for a long time. And Gray Zabel is an athletic run blocker who really has impressed people. Again, Senior Bowl, he's got the size, he's got some versatility, and that he can snap the football or he can play guard. So I'm thinking, again, how the Lions think, and I feel like they can still address the edge rusher a little bit later on. And I think Zabel might be a perfect difference maker, somebody that they could need short and long term. And an underrated need for this team, comparatively speaking. So this is interesting because we ended up with three different pairs of player. Gator, the guy that compels him to start making calls and move up in the draft, is Mike Green. If he can't make a trade, he'll happily walk away with Donovan Azaraku. Kang, he wants to trade up for Shamar Stewart. If he can't make a trade, he'll happily walk away with Kenneth Grant. I would be compelled to move up to take Jalen Walker, edge rusher Georgia. But if I can't make a trade, I'll stay at home and take the interior offensive lineman.
You know, wow. You know what else is funny?
What?
I have no problem with any of the six of those players. Right. That's why I don't mind staying at 28.
248-539-9797. Who would be your pair? The guy that would make you call, but if you can't swing the deal, you'll happily start a relationship with this player at 28. 248-539-9797 or outside Comerica Park the day before the National Football League draft here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Well, spring is here, and there's no better time to make a move than right now at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. The weather's warming up, the days are getting longer, and it's the perfect time to take advantage of some incredible offers that are hard to beat. Right now, you can lease a 2025 Equinox EV for just $159 a month. That's right, only $159 a month. Plus, if you're looking for something with a little more power, you can drive off in a 2025 Silverado. That's only $298 a month, and here's the best part. Both offers are with just $999 down, and that includes taxes and fees. Yes, you heard that right. No hidden surprises. So whether you need a sleek new SUV or a powerful truck, Sarah Chevrolet Southfield has you covered. They got the perfect vehicle just waiting for you. But you're going to need to act fast because these deals aren't going to last long, so why wait? Head over to Sarah Chevrolet Southfield today and take a test drive. You're going to see for yourself why they're known for making car buying a stress-free experience. Spring into action today. Don't miss out on these fantastic deals. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield, together, let's drive.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Doug Hart, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so having a little fun here. We're putting you in Brad Holmes' seat. It's draft night. Somebody is dropping, and you're compelled to pick up the phone. Who is the player that would make you try and trade up? Reports today that there are teams in the 20s looking to trade back. Who do you want to make phone calls to try and move up and get? If you can't make the trade, who is the player you will happily walk away with in the draft? 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Love to get your thoughts on that as we get set for what is going to be a wild day in Detroit tomorrow. Scott, not only do we have the NFL draft, we got a Piston playoff game, game three at LCA. And I will just say, it feels like an unprecedented event. Like, this is a team coming back 1-1, a great victory on Monday night. LCA has never seen a game of this importance at the professional level.
No, they haven't. It's pretty great. Can't wait to hear about and the atmosphere downtown. I imagine lots of people coming down early. I think it's supposed to be a beautiful day tomorrow. Temperatures perhaps reaching into the 80s during the day, so that'll be nice, and it'll cool off a little bit when the sun goes down. But meanwhile, I think just people wanting to come downtown, be here before the game, and We're a town that loves to tailgate. We love the party. I feel like this is the perfect time to go do that finally for a Pistons game, and it's in the playoffs.
248-539-9797. Let's get to some of the feedback coming in from an unnamed texter. I can almost guarantee Brad Holmes will draft Need again this year early by trading up to his favorite college for Jahad Campbell, linebacker. Detroit has two healthy linebackers currently. I think it's another player that has some versatility that would appeal to them.
100%.
And, Scott, It's almost as if, and I'm glad this person texted in, it almost feels like we haven't talked about him enough.
No, I don't think we have, because it's linebacker, and I think we kind of take it for granted because you've got Jack Campbell. They signed Barnes to an extension. You still have Anzalone, and Malcolm Rodriguez is still in the mix. And so I it's not that they don't need linebackers, because they're not going to hang on to all four of these linebackers for the next 4 years. I could absolutely see that. And Jihad Campbell is a guy who slides all over the place. You talk about versatility. He can play either linebacker position. He can rush the passer. There's a ton of upside with him. Yeah, Alabama guy. There's no question that they like drafting players from Alabama. There's a reason. Alabama's been one of the better teams in the country for the last 25 years.
The pool of talent is there.
Yeah, exactly. You should look at Alabama.
From Will. If Jihad Campbell starts to fall past 15, I'd seriously consider making the move up. We could call the linebacking core the law firm of Anzalone, Campbell, and Campbell. You know, it certainly could do that. And he mentioned Anzalone. Anzalone's one of those guys that feels like, I believe this is his last year under contract, and they love him. He's a heart and soul guy, but when they're considering where do they save money, I don't think it's a given that he will be back. I think they'd love to keep him, but there's a lot of guys they'll love to keep, but they might not be able to.
Yeah, I think that they've been pretty careful about some extensions with certain players, and he's one of them. I think when you look at the extension for Anzarike or for Barnes, again, it's not like they didn't break the bank to bring those guys back. They paid them, but they didn't break the bank to do it. And it's also on, you know, shorter term, I guess. It's not like these 6-7 year deals. So I like what they've set themselves up and protected themselves. And he's done a great job of finding the next guy. Or at least we hope he's done a great job of finding the next guy, because they've done this with the depth on the offensive line, taking some chances on some players, and also on the defensive line. But we haven't really seen it yet with Broderick Martin. But, hey, first year didn't see anything. I would imagine they expect some bigger things from this year, but we'll see.
Next text. This one's interesting. This draft class is so weird. The talent gap between the 15th pick and the 40th pick is tiny. I wouldn't even consider trading up. So, you know, obviously you're not playing the game here, but the problem with that thinking is it's not as if the Lions have multiple picks between 15 and 40, so you can take advantage of that. So trading up doesn't cost you any more players, right? And here's the other thing that you have to consider. There's always a bit of a surprise. Pete Schrager came out with a mock today that he says is based upon intel that he has gotten from GMs. This guy's at 13. Okay?
No.
Pete Schrager's got Mason Graham at 13.
I haven't seen Mason Graham outside of 6.
I know.
Any mock draft I've looked at. In fact, 95% of them have locked in at number 5.
I know.
Jacksonville, I think. So, okay. I mean, look, this is a test, right? This is where people make fun of the mock drafts and say you can't tell anything from mock draft. All right, if Shrace has him as 13,
yeah,
well, we're going to find out really
early. We're going to find out
whether or not that's where he stands.
So, I mean, my man here wouldn't even consider making that call. I don't know. 248-539-9797. It's the day before the NFL draft. We'll have some Tiger talk a little bit later on, some Pistons discussion as well. Let's go to Tony on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I love the show, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, I would trade up if I'm trading up. I'm on Chang's side. I believe what he's saying. I'm glad someone's talking about Aleem McNeil. I would trade up for Kenneth Grant. Or Derek Harmon, really. And if I stay put, I want to take a Derek Harmon or at least a 4-down player. But to me, Aleem McNeil, when he comes back, I don't think he's going to be the same guy. Like, I'm worried that his injury is going to be worse than, you know, people keep talking about Hutch. I mean, we've probably just seen he's come back from a broken leg. So I'm more worried about Aleem's knee. And, you know, Brad drafted defensive tackles before he drafted defensive ends. And to me, that's the more pressing need. So I'd trade up for Kenneth Grant. Or if I stayed put, I'm still taking whoever falls to me. If it's hopefully it's Harmon, you know, or someone else, like Donovan Jackson at guard, who's going to be a four-down starter.
Okay, so you'd trade up for Kenneth Grant, and you'd stay put for, is it Harmon or?
Harmon.
Or Donovan Harmon. Jackson. Okay, Harmon. Okay. So, yeah, yep. I mean, look, that's, he's right. It is a need. Defensive tackle is something that is kind of been overshadowed because there were marquee plays available at edge, perceived to be available accessibility to Myles Garrett. There perceived to be accessibility to Max Crosby. And now the same thing with Trey Hendrickson. We're not hearing the same thing about any marquee defensive tackles, are we? I can't think of one off the top of my head. Am I missing somebody?
I don't think so.
And so that got everybody dreaming about adding an elite player. And so there is it's overshadowed. All that talk has overshadowed the need of defensive tackle, I guess is my point. So there's merit to what he's saying.
Oh, 100%. We've talked a lot on the show about Kenneth Grant or Derek Harmon, and I think most mocks have Harmon going before Grant, but not much before. I mean, these two guys have a lot to bring to the table, and there's a lot to like about both of them. Harmon, I think, gets in the backfield towards the quarterback a little bit more, but Kenneth Grant makes a ton of plays in the backfield. So I wouldn't have a problem with either player if they're there. Again, it's like a 10-player bucket.
It really is. It is a healthy bucket of players that could be there at 28. From an unnamed texter, I'm doing whatever I can to get Kenneth Grant. I'm not trying to be a homer, but McNeil won't be back till week 10, 12, maybe later. Next text from Tim and LaPierre. The guy I'm calling to move up for if he falls is Jahad Campbell. He's a stud linebacker, but also plays edge in some packages. If we stay at 28, I hope Derek Harmon or Walter Nolan falls to us. That is from Tim in LaPierre.
Nolan's another one.
Yep.
You know, there seems to be three really good defensive tackles.
Yep.
Nolan, Harmon, and Grant. Because Mason Graham is kind of out of it because he's highly thought of as being the fifth pick overall, despite what Schrags is saying.
If you're the general manager of the Detroit Lions, you need to be prepared for a lot of scenarios. And you need to know, all right, if this guy falls, I start making phone calls to move up. This on a day where there are reports that there are teams in the 20s that are looking to trade back. So the Lions could take advantage of that market. Who would be the player that would compel you to make that phone call to move up? Who would be the guy you'd stick at 28 and happily select? 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson outside Comerica Park here on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, Twin Peaks fans. It's hump day, and you know what that means. Bourbon and Brews is back at Twin Peaks. Every Wednesday, your favorite Twin Peaks girls will be dressed to impress. In their finest black lingerie, serving up samples of special bourbons and beers. Get there between 5 and 7 for sampling opportunities of those high-end bourbons and whiskeys and some of their famous craft cocktails. Enjoy them with the beer of the month, Bell's Oberon. What's better than beautiful Twin Peaks girls and awesome drinks? How about pairing that up with some of their scratch-made food, hand-cut New York strips, house-smoked ribs and brisket, and the best wings in the state? Have you seen their wings? Hand-cut and battered to order. All their boneless wings, the smoke wings, and their naked and breaded wings, enough to tackle any appetite. Biggest ones you've seen. And you know what pairs well with wings? All your favorite sports action. You won't want to miss Thursday night at your favorite lodge. You got basketball game 3 as well as the draft. They're even giving away a new Vizio soundbar. Ask your Twin Peaks girl for details. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-5.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
3997.97. Tomorrow's the draft. We're putting you in Brad Holmes' shoes. You are sitting there. You're in the war room. You're watching the draft unfold. And you go, wait, look who's still out there. Hold on. He's still out there. The pick is in. They didn't take him. He's still out there. Now you're getting to 18, 19, 20. There are reports today that teams in the 20s are looking to trade back. A year ago, Brad Holmes moved up in the 20s and got his guy in Terrion Arnold. Who is the player that you would make that call for? The player that would compel you to say, yeah, I'm going to move up. I'm going to make sure that I walk away with my guy. I'm not going to let be the victim of how the board falls. I'm going to control the board by moving up to where I can get my guy. So who would be that player? That's one. Two is, okay, you can't make that trade. You wished you could, didn't work out. I'm going to sit there at 28, and I'll gladly walk away with this player. I went with Jalen Walker as my trade-up guy. Gray Zabel as I sit there and be happy with guy. Gator went with Mike Green as his trade-up guy. Donovan Azaraku with his sit-there-and-be-happy guy. Kang moves up for Shamar Stewart, edge rusher A&M. Sit there and be happy with Kenneth Grant. 248-539-9797. Great quote as it pertains to the draft from an NFL insider. They got it from a coach. We'll get to that today at 11:05. And we'll tell you what a trade back might look like for the Detroit Lions. That, again, at 11:05. Here's feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Kenneth Grant is a perfect fit. Will command double teams and still wall up the inside. Freakish athlete for a big man. He is. And, I mean, to foreshadow tomorrow's show a little bit, I think one of the storylines that may come out of this draft from a Lions perspective is I don't think it matters what level a defensive player is that they take it, whether it be on the front four, a linebacker, or in the secondary. I think you're going to hear that that player is great against the run. If you look at the direction this league is going, I don't think you go any longer for that corner or that safety that's elite in coverage but not great against the run. I think it's a prerequisite that your defensive tackle, sure, you like guys that can pressure the quarterback, but you have to be a run stuffer primarily. And in the secondary, if you're not an enthusiastic tackler, I don't think the Lions would draft you because of the way this league is going.
Yeah, I don't think the Lions would. I think other teams still would subscribe to the theory of, hey, I just want a lockdown corner. I don't care if he stuffs the run or not. And there's some merit to that. But like you said, I think what the Lions have decided to do is it matters for you to be involved in the rush defense. And they want the willing tacklers. And those are the tough guys, the tough players to get out there. The problem with those guys is that they also put themselves in harm's way and can find themselves injured. That's why you can't have enough defensive backs. And that's also why I wouldn't rule out if here's another player who's crazy talented all over the board, is Nick Amunwari, the safety.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who has size, incredible speed for that size, plays safety but could also presumably play a little bit of corner if you had to. Could get after the quarterback if you wanted him to. You know, Lions do like that from their safeties. They do like to blitz Brian Branch quite a bit. So would they want another player in that same kind of mold? But just a bigger. He's a bigger version of Brian Branch. He's a faster version of Brian Branch.
248-539-9797. My trade-up guy is Derek Harmon, writes Anthony in Novi. My floor guy is Ezeraku. Either player is a difference maker. It's amazing to me the bucket of defensive tackles that could be on the board. And it's really interesting, right? At the top, there's Mason Graham. And then it feels like there's three or four interchangeable guys that I'd be perfectly fine with at 28. I'm sure the Lions have them ranked in a certain order.
Of course.
To me, it's the difference between them is not that big. And so, yeah, if they're all on the board, I'll have my favorite. But happy to walk away with Harmon, Grant, or Nolan.
I can't disagree with that.
Trade up for Matthew Golden. Stay put for Tyler Booker.
Trading up for a wide receiver. Interesting.
Well, that feels like it would be something that would be in play if another move is made, right? The one that I struggle a little bit with how much truth there is to it. And that would be a Jameson Williams trade. That just, you know, I don't know what the market is, given that he's got a couple years left and you're just about to pay him. You're just about to have to pay him. I think that hurts his trade, what you'd get back in return. But there's no question he is a great talent.
He is a great talent. I think there would be a big market because any team that gets him gets at least 2 years out of it before they have to give him pay him the big money. And I think that, you know, trying to find some logic in this whole thing, and remember when they brought Golden in, we were like, why does this make any sense? If their thought process is we're not going to sign him to an extension, then they can do one of two things. They're either just going to ride it out for the fourth and fifth year, or do they want to get some value for him before they let him go in free agency, and you get more value for him now than you would next year. So why not make him available? I don't like that way of thinking, because I think I don't want to disrupt this offense any more than it already has been with a change in offensive coordinator. I think he's a huge part of this team. I agree with Kang that I think maybe a little bit more than scratch the surface, but you can see how valuable he can be to this team. He's got so much more to give, and he had 1,000 yards last year and, what, 7 touchdowns. I mean, he's somebody that the defense pays attention to every single snap that he's on the field, and there's a reason. That speed is lethal. So he's got value in this league, and he's got incredible value to this offense. I guess I'd be a little surprised if they moved on from him, but the logic behind moving on from him would be because they knew they weren't going to sign to an extension, so get something for him.
You know what I feel like bringing Matthew Golden really is probably about, what bringing him in for a visit is? It's a just-in-case scenario. It's like, I'm happy at my job, but I'm updating my resume in case, you know, I need to, or I'll apply what? For this other job. Well, I'm, you what? Know, I'm not, I'm using a hypothetical here, not an actual real-life scenario.
All right.
And what I mean by that is, I don't expect that phone call to come where somebody is offering an absolute boatload of draft capital for Jameson Williams. But if that happens, I need to be ready to make a move quickly to replace him. That's what I think Matthew Golden is. I think that's what that's the only reason I think they brought him in is, okay, we could get a call about our guy. And if we do, he's one of our best tradable assets if we're just looking to unload assets, which they aren't. But if he is a tradable asset that people might call about, and let's say somebody calls and says, we're giving you a two firsts, including a really good one this year, and you go, okay, so I get a first rounder next year, and I can draft Matthew Golden with the first rounder you give me this year, and I can have him on the cheap. I don't suspect anything like that's going to happen. I'm not sure they suspect it. I just think it's an insurance policy in case that call comes.
It might be, and if that call comes, it'd be interesting what is on the other end of that line. Is it a first-round pick? Is it multiple picks? How intriguing would it have to be for you to pull the trigger on a deal like that? And, you know, we talk about wide receivers, that you can find them all throughout the draft, and you certainly can, but to find one that has that kind of lethal speed is not easy to come by. There's a handful of those guys, and they go pretty early. And would you want to use a first-round pick on that? I still don't like it.
Let's go to John. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great. Thank you.
There's two players I think we need to move up for, but the one I really like is Josh Simmons, tackle out of Ohio State. Got to watch him play a ton in the Big Ten. He's a big body, and if we talk about like longevity of the Lions being good for a long time, I think reinvesting in the O-line is always something that will lead to success long-term.
Well, it's clear it's an incredible position of importance to the Lions. If you look at what they did before they added Jahmyr Gibbs and before they added some of the skill position players, they fortified their offensive and defensive lines. And their success has been predicated on their ability to win in the trenches. Now, last year, the defensive line got devastated by injuries, and it didn't look like it. But you start thinking about the resources they used, including, they drafted Aleem McNeil. They drafted Levi Onwuzurike. They drafted Aiden Hutchinson. You know, whether or not it worked, obviously in the case of Onwuzurike, there are other guys like Broderick Martin and a kid out of LSU, Wingo. They've drafted a lot of guys in the trenches defensively. Injuries didn't help last year, but I think there's merit in what you're saying, John.
I don't think it would be expensive because I think he'll probably be in those high 20s, and I also really like Jared Williams, the center out of Georgia, and I'd love to see us move up in the second round and maybe grab him as well.
Would you take him in 28 if Simmons is gone?
No. Yeah. He's a second round guy. But if that's a guy that we can plug into our line and develop, I mean, they talk about draft, develop, resign. A big body out of Georgia, great, probably the best center in the draft, can learn for a year or two. That's, to me, another really great plug-in option at two. But you probably would need to move up in the second round to get him.
So, John, you mentioned Simmons as a trade-up guy. If you can't make that trade, you sit there at 28, and who are you happy to take?
Oh, man. Probably, as much as I hate to say this, bit of a cop-out, probably best available.
John, that is exactly a cop-out. That is such a cop-out.
It's a bit of a cop-out, but I don't know if there's anybody there I'm really excited about other than if, you got to trust. I'm definitely not a Brad Bot, but if you trust in his ability to make decisions, if he's got somebody high on his board, then
you can't do the whole logic that we all understand, and we kind of believe Brad Holmes knows what he's doing. What if Gray Zabel is there?
Gray Zabel would be okay. I think. Oh man, let me just.
He's doing everything he can. He can't make up his mind, John. You're
like maybe.
Heat is on. The clock is ticking. You got to get the pick in.
I'll go with who's the guy out of South Carolina?
Oh, Nick Imanwari?
That might
be a
tackle.
Good pick. Or that edge, the edge out of BC. The edge out of BC. Oh. That was who I would go with.
As a rocker.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. We treat John like it's his job to know these questions. Right, but, right. Yeah, we asked the question for a reason.
Doing the icky shuffle up there. He's going, no, he's not.
All right, what would a trade back look like on a day where there are reported rumors that there are teams that might be looking to get into the late first round? Could they be calling the Lions? We'll get to that coming up at 11:05 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.